Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You've heard the uplifting stories. Passers-by dropping scads of cash into charity collection buckets, or anonymous donors paying off hospital bills for strangers. People helping victims during storms and natural disasters. Or the simple act of someone bringing food to an elderly sick neighbor, or taking care of their garden while they recuperate. These acts of kindness make everybody feel good. But did you know there's a science behind that phenomenon called loving kindness? And research shows that learning and practicing loving kindness can profoundly affect your attitude, outlook, and even your health. Better yet, you can rewire your brain to be more present and kinder to others, giving your mood a daily boost. According to our guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, a holistic health and lifestyle expert and author, random acts of kindness bless both the giver and the receiver. She will tell us why kindness should be a year-round practice. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us again.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And I think if you said you've got to pick, give me one of your three top topics in the world to discuss. Acts of kindness, the importance of kindness and counting your blessings, gratitude, they would be right there at the top of the list because, boy, oh boy, do we need more of that in the world right now.
We really do, and you're going to give us some, get us thinking maybe differently about this, how it makes everybody involved in the equation feel good. It cost us nothing. When did you first learn about the importance of kindness? Where did this begin for you?
Well, you know, just when I was a young girl, my dad died when I was young, and so I was raised basically by my mom and my grandmother, and they would always talk about how we needed to live by the golden rule. You know, in the Bible, Matthew 7:12 is treat others the way you wish to be treated. That's the golden rule. So my mom and my grandmother Fritzi, I would always watch them as a little girl. They'd be helping out neighbors with foods. They'd be tending to their gardens. My mom used to volunteer out in the valley at the hospital. And so when I got into college, I did EMT work on the side, and I used to volunteer time in the UCLA emergency room and the children's ward, and I loved that. I remember as a kid, every Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, my mom, where we grew up in the valley, she would call the local military base to see if any members who were without their families, you know, in the military could come over for our big celebratory meals so that they weren't alone. And I always loved that. I do remember, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before to you, with the century I've known you, but I think it was about 5 years ago or so, I went to my last high school reunion. And at that, they brought out what they gave away in high school, like an award, the funniest, most apt to be famous, most apt to be wealthy, you know, the biggest jokester of the class.
Yes.
And I didn't remember this in high school, but I always tried to be nice in high school. And then they came to the one that was the kindest person in high school to everyone, and they called my name. And then multiple people, you know, not in groups, but individually came up to me at that gathering and said that's the one thing they remembered about me, that I was nice to absolutely everybody. And I couldn't have gotten a better award.
I was going to say, what a compliment.
Yeah, I thought, thank you, Mom and my grandmother, for teaching me the importance of kindness.
Well, it's an amazing story, and it really shows it, you don't have to go out of your way to do that. I mean, it's not like a major effort. It's something that should be natural, and because of your upbringing, it was natural for you in high school and to get that recognition. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., we're talking today about health benefits of kindness and living more thankfully. Of course, Christmas time and people are very generous, but this is something, generosity, that should be with us the year round. Talk about generosity and how it has a positive effect on our brains. There is a another benefit to that, besides just putting a smile on our face, there's another benefit to this as well, isn't there?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let me just say, right, you know, this time of year, you've got the donations to the bell ringers and the red buckets. Those always increase. You've got end-of-the-year donations to your favorite charities. And often people feel a little bit more benevolent and want to help someone struggling or a homeless person or shovel snow off a neighbor's front walkway or driveway. And while these are all wonderful things to do, and definitely fine times to do this, I bet a lot of people didn't know that kindness can actually heal your body while you're doing an act of kindness. And there are so many benefits to being kind because, Rick, our brains love kindness. Our neurological reward systems show similar activity when we win money and when we maybe the same money would go to a charity of our choice. In other words, when we give, our brains look like they're gaining something, and the pleasure we feel makes us feel more likely to give in the future.
That's amazing, and I mentioned in the beginning there are actually studies that have been made that validate what you're talking about on the program today. Any studies that back up the health benefits of giving? So it's not just feel good, it's not just emotional. There's a physical aspect to this as well.
Yes, yeah, and you know what, and I'll just do a little quick plug for my latest book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, because I've got a whole chapter on the health benefits of kindness and one on being more grateful, counting your blessings, with dozens of studies. So you can get all the latest research there. But there are so many studies these days. One study done at the University of British Columbia found that people who were given $50 who spent that money on others are happier at the end of the day than people who spent that money on themselves. And the same goes for if you get a work bonus, this is part of the study, of a few thousand dollars. I'd like to work at whatever company that is.
Yeah.
And even though beforehand people said they'd much prefer to spend the money on themselves, they discovered that they were much happier spending it on other people. And we're even happier when we remember buying things for others than when we remember buying things for ourselves. And the more generous we are in general, in other words, the more money we spend on gifts and or donations, the happier we tend to be, according to studies.
Well, I understand that giving is pleasurable. Let's talk about helping others with our time. So often we're putting things together financially to get our family through difficult times. We're sending somebody off to college. There's a medical bill. There's something we're staring at. But we have time. Talk about helping others with time. What is the benefit, if any, to doing it that way?
Yeah, and that's a great question, too, because, Rick, it might seem easier to spend money on others than to spend time on them. But as it turns out, according to the studies, both forms of kindness make us happier. In one study of 3,000 people, so that's a pretty good study.
Yes.
They found that 95% of people feel good when they help someone. 53% of people feel happier and more optimistic, and those feelings last for hours and even days for 81% of the people. So there's something called the helper's high, and that is a real phenomenon.
We're talking about that and loving kindness, health benefits of kindness, and living more thankfully with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. You can follow her on X or Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones, and all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Going a little further on that, talk about volunteering and the mental and physical health benefits that we gain through the kindness of volunteering.
Yes, yes, yes. I just love this. There's so many studies on this, but in a recent study, they found that regular volunteering increases happiness, life satisfaction, self-esteem, and a sense of control over life. And it works for the young as well as the old. Black inner-city teens who tutor younger children have more positive attitudes towards self and others, their education, and their future. And elderly people who volunteer are more satisfied with life. So, you know, bottom line here is remember, this is what it's all about, kindness strengthens our whole body, our health. It strengthens our immune system. It reduces aches and pains. It improves our cardiovascular profile. And it boosts energy and strength, especially in people 40 years of age and older. And in a 2020 study, the most loving and kind couples were shown to have the lowest levels of atherosclerosis, that's clogging of the arteries.
Oh, yes.
Many studies. I have studies from the past 15 years about all of this in Uplifted, and it shows that regular volunteers have better health, and especially in the elderly, and a much lower mortality rate than people that don't volunteer at all.
Information on Uplifted and all of Susan's other books, over three dozen books out there now, all of those you'll find on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. How often should we volunteer? And tell us a little bit more about how we benefit by simply witnessing the acts of kindness.
Yes. There was a great classic study done by Alan Lukes, L-U-K-S. He's famous for researching the helper's high. You know, we've heard of the runner's high. Well, there's a helper's high. And he found that in studies, weekly volunteering, this is weekly, makes you 10 times more likely to experience these positive health benefits than annual volunteering. And among older people, you know, 64 to 80, an Australian National University study found that we get the greatest health benefits from volunteering about 2 to 4 hours a week and little benefit from any time beyond that. So the sweet spot is about 2 to 4 hours a week. And then you mentioned witnessing. Even witnessing someone doing an act of kindness is good for us. There was a classic study done in 88. A lot of people weren't even thought of, you weren't even born then in 1988. It was done at Harvard, and a group of people watched a documentary on the work, the beautiful positive work of Mother Teresa. It was a 50-minute video, and they tested their saliva before and after, and just watching this good, beautiful video elevated levels of salivary immunoglobulin A, which protects our body against pathogens and food and boosts our immunity. So that was just watching an act of kindness.
Helper's high. I mean, we're coming up with all these new terms today. That's amazing. It's something we all should be striving for. And we're heading into this time of year where depression seems to be commonplace, could be on the rise throughout most segments of society. Can depression be lifted through kindness, or is that oversimplifying?
Yes, very good. You know, and I have a chapter of this in Uplifted. Over the past 15 years, various studies have shown a connection between kindness, altruism, and volunteering, and less depression. And for volunteers, this is the case as long as you don't go overboard and overburden yourself by giving too much or too often. Remember, 2 to 4 hours a week. being unkind to ourselves, like via low self-compassion, is also connected to depression and low psychological well-being. But oddly enough, this fascinates me, that those of us who are struggling might be the best candidates for kindness, because over the years, studies of people fighting disease, chronic pain, and emotional trauma have shown that kindness can help them cope better and combat negative emotions. There was a really cool study done in 2004 at Brown University, and they found that alcoholics who help other alcoholics have a 40% sober rate the next year compared to 22% among alcoholics who didn't help others. Also, I think we've all from time to time experienced chronic back pain. And in another study, patients with chronic back pain helping other chronic back pain sufferers actually decreased the sensitivity of their pain. And one of the reasons why, and I go into it in detail, the science behind it in Uplifted, is that when you do an act of kindness, it's like your brain lights up like a Christmas tree, and your brain releases more serotonin and dopamine, and those are some of the feel-good hormones in your body, endorphins, kind of like the runner's high when you do aerobic exercise. And that in itself, when you have more of those feel-good hormones, helps to reduce inflammation, which is the major cause of most diseases. So, you know, the antidote, the remedy here, solution, is find ways to be more kind in your life to other people and towards yourself.
It's interesting. It could be something as simple as a smile or asking somebody how they are and actually listening to their answer. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be something very on the surface like that. Only take a few seconds and really make somebody feel good about themselves.
Yes. And you know what, Rick? My grandmother always used to say to me that one of the greatest hungers of the human heart is to feel understood. And often, you know, we've all experienced this. Most of the time when you're talking to someone, they're looking around, they're looking at their smartphone, they're checking their watch. But when you feel someone really cares because they're listening, and remember, we're born with two ears and one mouth, maybe we should talk less and listen more, it can make a profound difference in someone's life.
I swear, some people come by and they look you in the eye and they say, "How are you?" You could say, "My car just exploded." And they'd say, "Great, have a nice day." And just keep right on walking and pay no attention to what you said in the world. So just stop, listen for the answer. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. We're going to take a break here, come back and pick up on something that Dr. Susan just mentioned, and that was self-kindness. I think that's another important aspect of this. And we'll talk about that as we get into health benefits of kindness and living more thoughtfully and thankfully, right after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Topic today, health benefits of kindness and living more thankfully. Our guest back with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She is a holistic health and lifestyle expert and author, best-selling author, multiple books. You'll find them on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. When we left, we're talking about self-kindness. You had mentioned that. I want to go back and talk about that. Self-kindness, how important is that actually?
Well, self-kindness is so important just basically for coping in life. If we're ill or we're troubled in some way, it's always easy to blame ourselves and to think about all the things we could have done better, everything that's wrong with us, all the opportunities we missed. But self-kindness is a way to find some peace and acceptance and to care for ourselves the way we would care for a loved one in our situation. Interestingly, chronic acne sufferers who practiced self-compassion for 2 weeks, which included challenging their inner critic and writing a self-compassionate letter, like, "These are all the things I like about myself," type little letter, they experience less shame and depression, as well as less physical burning and stinging due to the acne. also anybody suffering from acne, you know, treat yourself a little bit better. When self-critical people fail, their brains go to problem-solving mode and they feel more negative and they try to avoid the reality of failure. But when a self-compassionate person fails, their brain areas related to positive emotions and compassion are activated, and they tend to be more positive and accepting. If you force a self-compassionate person to list all the worst things that have ever happened to them, they'll tend to comfort themselves and feel that everyone has gone through a similar experience, while self-critical people feel negative and worse off than others. So in short, let's give you a little bottom line here. Trauma presents an opportunity. Do we beat ourselves down even further or give ourselves the care and comforting that we so desperately need? So many of us, Rick, choose the former, but the benefits of self-kindness can actually be revolutionary.
You know, there's so much in today's program and so much more available. First of all, on Dr. Susan's website. Second of all, in her book, Uplifted, that we've mentioned several times throughout the program. Dr. Susan, if we want to increase our own helper's high and show more kindness in our own daily lives, where do we start? And again, I go back to a lot you've got listed in Uplifted. Why don't you please give us a few ideas on what we can do to suggestions now that we can make life better for us and for people around us?
Yes, I love that because we'll make it really practical. And I do have over in one chapter of Uplifted over 100 suggestions on how to count your blessings, live more gratefully, and show kindness. But often you'll see things like open the door for others, say hello to a stranger, hug a loved one on your lists of ideas for acts of kindness. But I think that these behaviors and acts should be considered common courtesy, like you said a little bit ago, and generally nice behavior rather than something extraordinary.
Yes.
These are things you should be doing anyway. So instead, maybe you think of things that can take a little thought or effort or perhaps time. Maybe you buy coffee for the car behind you in the drive-through lane. Maybe you donate blood. I do that quite often because I'm the universal donor of O negative, so I've been doing that for decades. I pretty much have no blood left, but that's okay. Maybe you hand out, no, I'm joking because that's a really important thing to do. I'm also a power donor, so it takes longer for me because I have such good, clean blood, thank you, God, that they take more out of me. So I do that about every 4 months. But maybe you hand out hats and gloves to people in need, or maybe you pay for the bill of another's meal at a restaurant because you can tell that maybe a single mom with 3 kids that are acting up and you can tell she's stressed out could use that. Or maybe you shovel a neighbor's driveway or leave a kind note of inspiration on a stranger's car or bring flowers to a nursing home. The list could go on and on. And because this is such an important part of my life, and every day I do my darndest to go out into the world and be as kind as possible. I have my days where you just don't feel like it because you're overwhelmed with what's going on in your life. But for the most part, I do that. And people on, you know, in interviews and in talks I give often ask me what's the most effective technique I can recommend for transforming their life for the better. And it's almost, Rick, a little embarrassing that after years and years of research into this topic of kindness and experimentation, I have to say that the best answer is, and especially in this day in which we live, is just be a little kinder. That's my best tip on how to get more out of your life.
And it's something, again, as I said in the beginning several times throughout, and Dr. Susan reemphasized during the conversation, it's something that's so simple to do with a little thought. It doesn't take a lot of money, and you'll see immediately the results and feel those results. The topic, health benefits of kindness and living more thankfully, our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find her on X, Twitter, at Susan Smith-Jones. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk now about the website. I mentioned before how you can get great information at the website, including the monthly newsletter. You can order one or many of your books there. Uplifted, for example, as we talked about, and the companion book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Talk about how we access those and the website and what all we can do there, because it's a treasure trove of information.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's easy. Go to SusanSmithJones.com. And my newsletter, my Healthy Living Monthly Newsletter, is free. It takes about 10 minutes to sign up right there on the homepage. And definitely visit me, I guess, what do you say, on X, Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, I have no idea, but that sounds good.
Yeah, and then you can, of course, you can go to where it says books in the navigation bar. You can go to Uplifted. You can click then on Amazon or on Wired for High-Level Wellness. They make a great duo. And there's a way to get them directly from me, personally autographed, where I autograph them. I write you a personal handwritten note. I put a little bookmark, a ribbon, into the book, and I mail it to people, all my books to people all over the world. So that's kind of special to get a note card from me, an autographed book, and a bookmark. But it's just as easy, if you want to go quickly, to get it from Amazon. And it's perfect this time of year. Uplifted is that, and Wired for High-Level Wellness are my two best-selling books of about three dozen. Many of the early ones aren't in print anymore, but these two are great companion books with the whole physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual program with food recipes, too.
And while you're on the website, allow 8 seconds so you can sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletters. Believe me, it's something you will look forward to getting every month. So much great information there, beautiful pictures, inspirational text. You'll really enjoy that. It costs nothing. You can sign up for that there as well. And as Susan mentioned, great gift ideas. The book's autographed. Allow plenty of time for Christmas for Susan. So she'll be standing in line for hours at the post office to get these books off to everybody. But she will stay there and make sure they're all in the mail, and you'll get them for Christmas. So stop by the website and check it out, and keep gift ideas in mind as well. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great topic today. It's something we all should maybe go back and listen to and reread a couple of times. It's great information. Make our lives better and the recipient of our kindness better as well.
Thank you, and I look forward to visiting with you next month.
We will do that again, and our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, website SusanSmithJones.com. Twitter is at Susan Smith-Jones. The topic today, health benefits of kindness and living more thankfully. Of course, information, link onto our website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.